Good afternoon. I'm Adriana Hernandez Santana. The Alaska Department of Health Division of Public Assistance has cleared the backlog of Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program applications and recertifications submitted prior to June 2023. Our diligent staff deserves a moment to pause and reflect on achieving this milestone, said Commissioner Heidi Hedberg. While we still have miles to run in this marathon, I can't overstate how proud I am of their efforts to implement new strategies and continue to find ways to improve the service we provide to Alaskans who need this support to feed themselves and their families. First identified in the fall of 2022, the SNAP backlog had left more than 14,000 Alaskans waiting for an eligibility determination for the program longer than the federal deadline of 30 days. Unfortunately, this delay put a strain on individuals and families as well as on community organizations across the state, prompting the state to respond with additional resources to provide relief. The longer an application waits for processing, the longer it takes to complete based on changes that naturally occur, explained Deb Etheridge, DPA director. Now that these priority determinations are completed, our staff can address new applications and recertifications received since June, which we expect to move through much more quickly. Clearing the backlog has been Etheridge's main mission since her appointment as director of DPA in January. With support with Governor Mike Dunleavy, the legislature, and the division's dedicated staff, the division continues to focus on adding more members up on staff, increasing training, and improving technology. DPA has also rebooted its business process, creating a more efficient one-and-done model, Etheridge said. DPA's progress is a testament to cooperation among many stakeholders, including coordination with the United States Department of Agriculture's Food and Nutrition Service, the federal agency that oversees the SNAP program, as well as the Food Bank of Alaska and other partners, who combined efforts to help distribute $1.7 million in aid throughout Alaska. Without all of that effort and your tremendous support, we wouldn't be out of the backlog, she said. She further expressed heartfelt gratitude to the employees at the DPA, saying it has been a full court press with all of our eligible staff to get this work done. Above all, to those affected, Etheridge says this: "We're continuing to develop strategies to permanently resolve the situation. I sincerely appreciate everyone's patience these past few months as we've continued to improve our overall effectiveness." For KSRM News, I'm Adriana Hernandez Santana. The City of Saldanha met on Tuesday to continue to hear arguments in regards to the Local Boundary Commission. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell with more information.